This is the fourth and the last part of this mini course, or mini training, on how to build and lead effective teams. This episode is about the dynamics of effective teams. Because the high-performing teams, the effective teams, have a specific dynamics, how they interact, how they behave, how they think. And this is what this episode is all about. This dynamics of effective teams is based on Google research. Google found in the research to identify how effective teams interact and behave. Their researchers found that what really mattered was less about who is on the team and more about how the team worked together. That was most important. That was the core finding of this research. It's not who is in the team, it's how they worked together. And in order of importance, these are the most important dynamics that every effective team has. Number one, psychological safety. Team members feel safe to take risk and be vulnerable in front of each other. If you have your team members open-minded, taking risk, making progress, and making innovations, is because they feel safe. That's what psychological safety is all about. Every effective team feels that it's safe, psychological safe. Number two, dependability. Team members get things done on time. There is no excuse. There is nothing wrong with them because they know what needs to get done and what is the time frame to reach and get the job done. They're dependable on each other. So that's why they work together and get things on time. Number three, structure and clarity. Team members have clear roles, plans, and goals. There is nothing confusing. There is no one decision today and another one tomorrow. No. Here there are clear goals, clear expectations, clear plans, clear roles and responsibilities. That's why every effective team has a clear and a strong structure and everything is clear among them. They know what needs to be done clearly. That's why every leader has to found their own teams with a well-structured and clarity to achieve their goals. Number four, meaning. This is important. The work is personally important to team members. Every team member has to find his or her meaning in the team. They need to feel that they belong to somebody. They belong to something greater. The leader's job is to make every one of the team members feel meaning, not only personally, but as a team. And number five, impact. Team members know that their work matters and creates change. They know that the work matters. The great failure of every leader is to think that every team member is replaceable. That's true. Everyone can be replaced. But if you give meaning to your team members, they have ownership. And having ownership, they have the greater impact on the performance of the team, in the performance of your organization. You as a leader has to create an environment where everyone in your team knows that his or her work matters to achieve the organizational goals. Those are the five dynamics of effective teams. And it was based in a research, like I told you, from Google. Google research what management matters, what were the characteristics, the dynamics of effective team, and those were the five dynamics that they found in an effective team in Google. And this research has been spread around the world. Many organizations are taking those dynamics and are exploring in their own organizations. Now, I invite you to take those five dynamics and assess your organization, assess your team based on those five dynamics. How do you rate your team? How do you rate your organization based on those five dynamics? How safe, how psychologically safe is your team or your organization? How dependable is your team? Do you have a clear structure? Do you have clarity in your team? You as a leader, do you provide meaning to your teams? And your team does have the impact needed to achieve the organizational goals? Those are the five dynamics. I invite you to use those five dynamics of effective teams and compare and assess your organization to see how you rate. You can use a scale from 1 to 5. Assess yourself, assess your teams, invite your team members with feedback so you can assess your organization. You can assess your own team. You can use this information. This already research has been already proved through around the world, through the world, with different organizations. You can use them. That will be the way that you can build and lead an effective team. Let's summarize. Those are the five dynamics of every effective team: psychological safety, dependability, structure and clarity, meaning and impact. I hope you like this episode. Please let me know if you like it. Comment. Go to my social media accounts at Freddy G. Zone. Share this episode with somebody else. Go back through the beginning of the week so you can listen to the 4 parts again. Take note about this. And let me know if you're going to implement those 5 dynamics and you're going to use it to build and lead effective teams in your organization. I would like to know how successful you will become using those 5 dynamics of effective teams. I'm very happy. I'm very excited that this mini course of 4 parts via podcast I have been accomplished. And I hope, my greatest hope, is that you can use this course to build and lead an effective team. If you want more information about this course on how to build and lead effective teams at a speech or keynote speaking or a training level or a workshop, please DM, let me know. You can call me, you can text me, go to my social media accounts and send me a DM. I'm here to serve you. I hope I may do so. Here is your host, Freddy Guevara. Until the next time. Thank you.